Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of development shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today, we're looking at three different approaches to engineering the immune system, from next-generation bispecific T-cell engager for ovarian cancer to the FDA's first approval of a regulatory T-cell therapy to encouraging vaccine data against an increasingly drug-resistant bacterial pathogen. Our first story, 92bio has dosed the first patient in a phase one clinical trial evaluating NTB-928, a bispecific T-cell engager for patients with platinum-resistant ovarian cancer. The investigational therapy is designed to selectively redirect T-cells toward cancer cells while limiting activity in healthy tissues, an approach intended to improve the therapeutic window for this difficult-to-treat disease. The first-in-human study will evaluate safety, pharmacokinetics, and preliminary anti-tumor activity across multiple dose levels. Next, instead of activating the immune system, our second story focuses on regulating it. The FDA has approved Tregzi, the first regulatory T-cell immunotherapy for adults with hematologic malignancies undergoing matched donor stem cell transplantation. The precision-engineered therapy is designed to improve chronic graft versus host disease-free survival while preserving immune reconstitution, representing a new strategy for reducing one of transplantation's most serious long-term complications. Finally, rather than treating disease after it develops, researchers are training the immune system to prevent infection. A phase two study found that the oral live attenuated WRSS2 vaccine demonstrated 89% protection against shigellosis following controlled human infection. The findings are significant because Shigella remains a leading cause of diarrheal disease worldwide, and rising antimicrobial resistance has made vaccine development an increasingly important public health priority. If confirmed in larger studies, WRSS2 could become an important tool for reducing both disease burden and antibiotic use. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.